grab the keys to a new Toyota.
Let's go!
And go apple picking. Go to a football game. Go ghost hunting. Or not. This fall, get a low lease on the sporty 2024 Corolla. Adventure-ready RAV4 Hybrid, rugged Tacoma, and even the new all-hybrid 2025 Camry.
Grab the keys, come on, let's go!
Toyota, let's go places. Offer available to TFS buyers with premium rated credit until 11/4/24.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It was a spectacular night at the Delta Center in Utah. The very first ever official game between the San Jose Sharks and the Utah Hockey Club. And the final score in overtime is the San Jose Sharks 5 and the Utah Hockey Club 4. In front of 11,131 sold-out fans at the Delta Center. And here is how this incredible game happened. In the first period, Utah and the Sharks were skating stride for stride, but Utah started getting breaks, and the Sharks did not. At 11 minutes of the first period, Dylan Gunther got his sixth goal of the season, assisted by Clayton Keller, just seconds after Keller had hit the crossbar with a scoring opportunity against Mackenzie Blackwood. At 16:24 of the first period, Matias Michelli got his first of two goals, assisted by Ian Cole and Nick Schmaltz. And for the seventh time in 10 games, the Sharks had trailed by 2-0 or worse in the course of a game. Obviously, that's unacceptable to the team, and they showed that they were finally tired of this and maybe even sick and tired of it. At 9:12 of period number two, the San Jose Sharks would begin a very important stretch of hockey, and it would be Fabian Zetterlund, his first of two goals on the game, with one of the real plays of the game. Off the faceoff now. This is the long change period. We've got 10:58 left in the second. It is a 2-0 Utah lead. But here comes Zetterlund racing down the left wing. One-on-one against Stenlund, moving in, going to the backhand, shooting. He scores! What a play! What a rush for Fabian Zetterlund as he beat his defenseman. Then he made a little deke and put it past goaltender Ingram. And that gets the Sharks back in the game. Fabian Zetterlund makes it. Utah 2, San Jose 1. What a great play by Zetterlund, and as he told us, he said he noticed that the defensive player back was Stenlund, who's not a defenseman, decided to drive to the net. Gushin and Thrun assisting. Daniil Gushin, a good play to get it out to him, but the acceleration by Zetterlund and that decision-making under pressure, that was one of my favorite plays of the game.
Yeah, great play recognition and understanding that he had a forward back there and take him on, and he knew right away as soon as he picked up that puck, it was a 2-on-1, but he turned it into a one-on-none, driving it hard to the net and making a fantastic move backhand to forehand.
But a minute plus later, Matias Michelli's second goal of the game from Cole and Kolyachonok would make it 3-1. And under most circumstances, that would drive a stake into the heart of any enthusiasm you might have, because Utah had another two-goal lead. And it got worse late in the second period. Last minute of the period at 19:36, Mikhail Sergachev just negotiating the puck with a laser wrist shot from 60 feet out, getting his first goal of the season, assisted by Kolyachonok. And it was 4-1 at the end of two periods of play in favor of Utah, in spite of the fact that the Sharks were basically outchancing and outplaying the Utah Hockey Club.
And that's the most frustrating thing when you're playing this type of game is they played extremely well. Then the score did not indicate that. And the fact that they came out as hard as they did and replicated and even played better in that third period to give themselves a chance was remarkable.
So here was the scenario. The Sharks were down by 3 goals to start the third period. There was 10 minutes left. They were still down by 3 goals. There were 5 minutes left, and they were still down by 3 goals. And yet, the Sharks continued to press, and finally, the door cracked open once again with Fabian Zetterlund getting the goal. Face-off won by the Sharks. They're losing 4-1 in this game. Third period, sent to the net by Wallman. Tipped in front. They score! Wallman, Granlund over there getting the puck to the net. And it was tipped toward the goal. And it goes in. And the San Jose Sharks, not on the power play, but it felt like one. And the Sharks are down by 2. And they didn't even pull the goalie for the extra attacker just yet. Official word on that goal, Zetterlund's fifth from Granlund and Jake Wallman, who did handle the puck. But that was the beginning of the comeback. And those three players, above all, were so critical to the Sharks getting back in this game. That was at 15:28 of the third period. So then right after that, the coaching staff of the Sharks elected to pull goaltender Mackenzie Blackwood for the extra attacker. And guess what? They would make it a 4-3 game, and a man who's been doing it all season, and even more than that, Mikael Granlund, gets the Sharks within one. Kerfoot here against Wenberg, and Wenberg wins the draw. Extra attacker on for San Jose. Here comes the shot, score! Mikael Granlund shoots one from 62 feet out, and it gets through and past Ingram. It's a one-goal game, 4:07 to play in the third. It's the Utah Hockey Club 4, and now the Sharks 3. What a play. Granlund, his fifth of the year, kind of repeating what Sergachev did in the second period with that long, hard wrist shot. Jake Walman, his second of three assists in the period, getting the primary assist. And William Eklund, who's just combined so well with Granlund, getting the second assist. The Sharks were alive in the game, and the seeds of doubt were planted all over the Delta Center as the Sharks continue to press. And at 17 minutes and 18 seconds, again with an extra attacker on the ice, Tyler Toffoli would do what he's paid to do. Wenberg taking the draw against Stenlund. That's a big face-off win for Wenberg. Wallman on the point, shoots toward the net. It's blocked. It's in front. They score! Tyler Toffoli just ties the game. The Sharks were down by 3 goals, and Toffoli with the extra attacker on ties this baby 4-4 with 2:42 to go in regulation. What a moment for the Sharks. Tyler Toffoli pulling the trigger. Wallman, his third assist of the period, and Wenberg assisting. And again, that play began with a very important faceoff win for Wenberg. He did it several times in the third.
Yeah, you know what? When you're struggling, and he ended up winning, I believe, his last 4 faceoffs, they were crucial. They were critical. And he's on his weak side, on his forehand side. He did a great job of taking the stick and then winning it back. Massive, massive job. Ends up tying the game. Did they get a fortuitous bounce? Yes, they deserved it. They absolutely deserved it. The puck gets deflected right to Toffoli. The over-aggressive goalie play goes right to him, and he puts it in the back of the net, and no chance there for the goaltender Ingram.
And so, incredibly, the Sharks had fought back on the road against the Utah Hockey Club, and we were going to see overtime. San Jose outshot the Utah team 17-8 in the second, 17-3 in the third, and they would outshoot them 3-1 in overtime. But a very critical moment happened when Michael Kesselring had to take a penalty for hooking at 1:19 of overtime because the Sharks continued to press. They got them tired. Schmaltz was gassed, couldn't get off the ice, and Kesselring took the hooking penalty, knocking Eklund out of the ice, and the power play started for San Jose in OT. Power plays on Sharks Audio are brought to you by Cache Creek Casino Resort. Cash in at Cache Creek. And you know what? The Sharks would cash in, and it would be Wenberg who would get the winner. Wenberg will take the draw, and the Sharks will win it. Toffoli goes back to Granlund. Granlund holds it, and he shoots. That's just barely wide. Loose. They score! Wenberg gets the rebound off the end boards, and the San Jose Sharks have won their first game of the season in dramatic fashion in overtime. Everybody off the bench to mob Wenberg with his first goal for the Sharks. What a moment. The Sharks win it by the score of 5-4. Got a little exciting there in overtime. Power play goal for Wenberg. He won the draw again. Got his first of the year. Right place, right time off the end boards. But again, Granlund and Toffoli assisting on the play. So in this game, Jamal, Mikael Granlund had a goal and a couple of assists. Wallman with 3 assists in the third period, which is really quite an accomplishment for any player. And in the San Jose record books, the most assists in any period is 4. That was done by Joe Thornton. But there are a whole bunch of people that have had 3 assists in the period. And now Jake Walman is yet another. And so the game-winning goal is recorded as Wenberg's first as a Shark. Overtime, power play, 4-on-3 at 1:26. Granlund and Toffoli assisting. And the Sharks outshoot Utah 46-23 in the game. And they win their first game of the season by the score of 5-4. Well, we are going to go to the Sharks dressing room to get some analysis from one of the players to see how this one felt. And it was such a great game for Fabian Zetterlund. A couple of beautiful goals, fourth and fifth of the season. But Fabian joins us here in our Sharks Extra program. Fabian, just how does this feel?
Oh, this is so amazing. I mean, the whole group is, we battle so hard, you know. I mean, we haven't got the bounces, but I mean, hell of a game for us, you know, comeback. And I mean, we deserved it more than anyone else. And I mean, it's, you can see in every guy's eyes, it's everyone wants it so bad, and we got it. So, yeah, I'm so happy.
What was the conversation like after the second period? Because you guys deserve better. Did you talk about how much you outplayed Utah through that entire period and that you really just got to do the same things?
Yeah, I mean, put the puck behind them, you know. I mean, just go in the forecheck and hunt them down, you know. And we did it. We got one on the 6-on-5 there. And then yeah, we just had fun, you know. We just believed it, you know. And we talked to Granny after the game where we were laughing about it. Yeah, why not just sipping the puck into the net? I mean, it's doing it all, you know. And so, yeah, I mean, it's a great feeling.
And you were the catalyst in your first goal. When did you make your decision? It felt like to me, by the time you crossed center ice, you had made the decision. I'm taking this wide and I'm driving to the net. You were so determined, there was no way they were going to stop you.
Yeah, I mean, I saw there was a forward chasing me. So probably not a good defensive, you know, and I took advantage of it and cut inside and just got the goalie on that. So, yeah, it was a nice goal.
What about the leadership that Mikael Granlund is showing this team? I mean, winning that big battle when Schmaltz was so tired in overtime, but even before that, when you guys were down by 3 goals, he sets up, you for that first goal to make it 4-2, and then he scores the goal himself with the extra attacker. Was that really when you guys started to believe it was going to happen?
Yeah, I mean, when we scored the first one, I mean, we felt something there, you know, and then we scored the third one and the fourth one too, and then we just had it, you know, and we just wanted more than them, you know, and we were on the toes, and then we got the OT 4-on-3 there, and just when he scores, and yeah, everything went from 0 to 100, you know, and so happy for this group.
Also, the fact that Alex Wennberg got the game winner, he won a couple of very key face-offs during the course of that stretch drive, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, on his offside, I think so. It's he's a great face-off guy and a great line mate for me, and he's helping me a lot. So, I mean, it's great to have him in the team.
Well, Fabian, everybody in San Jose is really happy for you guys tonight. What a great comeback. Congratulations on the 2-goal game and the big comeback win.
Thank you so much.
It's going to be a nice plane ride back to SAP Center for tomorrow night's game against the LA Kings. That's it for our instant replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.